Welcome back, everyone. It's Celeste from the Chiropractic Health Institute, excited to be with you once again. For those who may have missed our initial session, I highly recommend visiting our website, chi.health, that's chi.health, and click on the podcast tab to catch up and ensure you're fully on board with us today. Now, let's delve deep and unravel the secrets of your body's innate healing powers. You could find it surprising, but the secret to extraordinary wellness might just be hidden within you. Today, we are about to explore health insights that remain elusive to many people you know, all while maintaining a relatable and grounded approach. You are currently at the starting point of the intriguing Hidden Health Connections series, and you'll have Dr. Jameson DeCubellis here to guide you through this journey of discovery. Are you ready to embark on this adventure and unveil the treasures of good health and well-being? Let's begin, and let's do this together.
Thank you, Celeste. Now, during the introduction, we talked about the time I met Dr. Steven Sciutto. What I didn't mention earlier was how he cautioned me against the skepticism I would face, with some calling me a quack or saying I'm not a real doctor. Over the years, I've heard these labels more times than I can count, but rather than taking offense, I understood that such criticism often stems from a misunderstanding of chiropractic's profoundly natural approach to health. It never really bothered me. Instead, I chose to focus on the wisdom Dr. Steve shared with me that day, wisdom that lit the path toward natural care and ultimately led me to embrace the journey of becoming a chiropractor myself. What I find so beautiful about chiropractic, the part that first drew me in and has kept me fascinated, is its simplicity and natural approach to health. At its foundation, it is concerned with the relationship between your brain and body. In fact, a large part of physical health is governed by the flow of energy between the two, an interaction science calls the mind-body connection. This vital flow is so crucial that it is encased within a protective covering of bone, functioning as a natural armor. Historically, this understanding has had grim applications. During executions by hanging, the hangman aimed to disrupt this flow of energy by breaking the second bone in the neck. This action, aiming to sever the connection abruptly, results in what is referred to as a hangman's fracture. If done correctly, it occurs when the rope around the neck abruptly stops the fall, resulting in immediate death. This stark example underscores the physical and symbolic significance of protecting the pathway that connects your mind and body. At the heart of this protective pathway is the backbone, or spine. It's made up of movable bones stacked atop one another. It not only gives your body structure and support, allowing you to stand, bend, twist, or turn, but also protects the all-important spinal cord and nerves that make up the connection between your mind and body. Beyond its physical importance, your backbone symbolizes courage and conviction. Having a backbone, showing some backbone, or putting your backbone into something implies strength and determination, whereas being called spineless suggests ineffectiveness. We've all heard phrases like being told to grow a spine, certainly not a compliment, and experiences that can send shivers down your spine. Indeed, a healthy spine is essential for leading an active life. Now, how can you tell if your spine is healthy? One indicator is your posture, which is crucial for maintaining the free flow of energy and information between your mind and body. Poor posture and other habits can lead to a loss of balance and motion in the bones of your spine over time. This loss is not just about physical alignment. It directly impacts the protective role these bones play. Instead of safeguarding the flow of energy through the soft nerves beneath, the bones begin to interfere with it. When the loss becomes too great, it can manifest as pain, or sometimes there might be no noticeable symptoms at all. However, the loss in the spine's function strains the connection and flow of energy between your mind and body, significantly affecting your well-being. This brings me to a very interesting observation that a husband and wife made when they came in for care this past summer. They both happened to be psychologists. While I was teaching them a simple technique called the chin-up habit, it's as easy as it sounds, but more on it later, they shared something quite insightful. They told me that it was funny that I was teaching them about their posture and how it relates to health because they noticed in their office that every single one of their depressed patients exhibited poor posture, always looking down. This observation highlighted a physical manifestation of emotional distress, illustrating the direct link between posture and emotional well-being. So, what does all of this mean for our overall health? It means that our emotional and mental health are deeply connected with our physical health. Being emotionally healthy involves being well connected, both internally and with others. The healthier and happier we are, the more we can maintain these vital connections, ultimately leading to a longer, more fulfilling life. Of course, it's not that simple. You must also be connected to proper foods, to enough movement, and to truths that help support proper belief systems. If you eat poorly, exercise too little, or stress too much, you may experience lapses in well-being. The good news is that you do have control over those variables. For now, let's stay focused on those emotional connections. In his book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, renowned cancer doctor Bernie Siegel talks a lot about the power of emotional well-being and how it's closely linked to your personal and interpersonal connections. According to Dr. Siegel, your relationships act like mirrors for your inner healing potential. Supportive relationships can have a positive impact, but stressful or damaging relationships can, on the other hand, affect a person's health. Siegel suggests staying connected to and supporting loving, nurturing relationships and environments that promote emotional well-being as part of a comprehensive healing approach. Healthy relationships help you understand yourself better and promote self-healing. Dr. Siegel mentioned in an interview that our relationships with others, whether it's caring for a plant, a pet fish, a child, or a spouse, are what sustain us and give us the strength to keep going. This is probably why women tend to outlive men and why married men with cancer have better survival rates than single men with the same diagnosis. Having strong connections in life simply helps us to keep moving forward. As we dig a little deeper into emotional connections, we eventually arrive at spiritual or religious health. I'd like to share another patient story that helped me gain a broader perspective. You've probably heard people say, "I'm spiritual, but not religious," or met others who disassociate themselves entirely from any such beliefs. I once had a patient tell me that we are all, in one way or another, religious about something. It could be the type of food you eat, the news you consume, the people you love, or even those you love to hate. Your religiosity surrounding the choices you make, in a broader sense, connects you to them and significantly influences your health trajectory. In the traditional context, spiritual or religious health is fundamentally about connection. Spiritual and religious practices teach us to commune with, be in the presence of, or connect with the source of life, be it the soul, higher self, God, Allah, Tao, or whatever resonates with you. The point is that the state of your spiritual health has a profound influence on your overall well-being. This isn't just feel-good spiritual chatter. It's a fact. In 2022, researchers at Harvard and Brigham and Women's Hospital conducted what they called the most rigorous and comprehensive systematic analysis of the modern day literature regarding health and spirituality to date. It revealed that participation in a spiritual community, such as regular attendance at religious services, was associated with healthier living, including longer lifespans, less depression and suicide, and reduced substance use. Further evidence of this connection comes from a study in the publication Psychosomatic Medicine, which revealed that elderly patients who found strength and comfort in their religious faith and remained socially engaged were 14 times less likely to die following surgery. I find that incredible, yet not surprising. Now, that doesn't mean you have to dash out and join your nearest church or temple. What it does mean is that the notion of total connection to oneself and one's human community is now known to be vital to long-term health. Yes, it's finally leapt out of the wellness sphere and into the medical science sphere. The scientists are coming around to what the wisdom of ancient societies from around the globe have been hinting at for millennia. The deeper you dive into chiropractic, the more fascinating and nuanced it becomes. As we saw earlier, it is based on the flow of energy between your mind and body. This connection fuels every beat of your heart, every emotion, like peace, happiness, and love, and every moment of strength. This life energy is relentless in its pursuit of optimal health, constantly working to heal and rejuvenate. It's what heals a scrape on your knee, conquers a common cold, and can potentially overpower even the most challenging health obstacles. It's a natural, universal, scientific phenomenon present in every living being on the planet, from bacteria to babies to blue whales. This healthy internal connection should carry us into old age, but how far can it take us? A recent article in the scientific journal Nature reported that, using mathematical modeling, researchers have predicted that the human body is capable of living beyond 100 years of age before it begins to lose its vitality. The question is that a possibility for most of us today? Unfortunately, even though some of us might want to live that long, modern realities make it difficult. Chronic illnesses, along with physical or emotional distress, are significant burdens for many of us. In the United States, the average life expectancy is dropping, currently sitting at about 76 years of age. As a whole, Americans are falling well short of their full health and life potential. This leads to two questions. How do you add years to your life? And how do you add life to your years? In searching for these answers, it's important to understand that your health isn't just physical. It's a holistic blend of your physical, nutritional, emotional, and spiritual well-being. This interconnected approach, embracing and leveraging the different forms of health, forms part of what chiropractors call expressive healthcare. It's a significant departure from the far more common suppressive healthcare we're used to in modern American life. In the coming sections, we'll further explore the differences between these two approaches and reveal the extraordinary benefits of expressive care, the pivotal role of chiropractic, and some easy-to-implement strategies to help you tap into hidden health connections within you that you may be unaware of. But before we get to that, in the next section, we'll navigate our way through an analogy that will help you develop a deeper understanding of the American healthcare system, which relies heavily on suppressive care, and how to use that understanding to your benefit.
Hi everyone, Celeste here again. That wraps up part one of Dr. DQ Bellis's Hidden Health Connections talk. We hope you liked it and will tune in for part two, in which he covers how Europeans think about and use prescription drugs versus how we here in America do. How our healthcare system treats chronic illnesses and perhaps unwittingly contributes to them. The darker facts about common over-the-counter drugs, and also a detailed description of what's meant by expressive health. It's one very interesting scientific excursion. So don't miss it.